One skill that this class emphasizes is the practice in reading or analyzing dances, to consider the details of the choreography as a way to arrive at a critical understanding of it. In the first exam, you have the option of answering a question that engages with this practice. For your second exam, you will encounter another question that asks you to engage with the process of dance analysis. And in this review, we'll take the opportunity to practice the work of reading or analyzing a dance. Take a look at this excerpt from an evening-length work entitled -16, choreographed by Ohad Naharin, artistic director of Bat Sheva Dance Company, which is based in Israel. Now, I want you to begin assessing what you think through these questions in relation to the dance. Who is dancing? Where are the bodies located in relation to each other? What do the moves or choreography look like? What is the movement quality? What are the costumes? What does the music evoke? What does the stage look like? And what are the props used? Now that you have mentally started to answer these questions, I want you to think about how the answers lead to a claim about the meaning of the dance. What do you think the dance means or evokes? Does the element of repetition in which dancers are repeating moves over and over again evoke something? What about the use of chairs in this piece? Do the moves of the two dancers who seem to diverge from the choreography of the rest reveal something about the meaning of the dance? What about the fact that everyone is wearing the same costume, which then also gets stripped piece by piece from the dancers? What can these details suggest about the dance?